This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 55. Welcome to the I-4 Tower. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is episode 55 of our podcast. We are going to give a shout out to our sponsors, Velocity Micro, makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. They're built by gamers for gamers, so if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check out VelocityMicro.com. It is the exclusive PC that we use for reviewing games at Electric Sisterhood. So if you need a machine that'll run the best version of Vista, which is personally, in my opinion, Vista Ultimate, the only version of Vista worth running, check out Velocity Micro at VelocityMicro.com and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Now that we've done that, we got to do a little one more piece of business, and then I can actually hand the mic of 1,000 truth over to Pandalicious, and she can do some weird sexual things with it because she's like that.
I'm not always like that.
Okay. By the way, the last time you handed me the mic, you forgot to wash it before you gave it to me, Panda.
Did you get herpes?
I washed it. I mean, I learned my lesson after the first few times, so I've started wearing rubber gloves to the podcast.
Just do what I do and keep some Purell by your microphone. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you guys.
Yes, Panda, did you have a rebuttal?
No, I
she
don't.
She doesn't have a buttle.
I don't have herpes. That's it. I'm perfectly clean.
Did somebody imply that you had herpes? Oh dear, that's how uncivilized.
You guys are so mean. I was going to be very nice today and not make any sexual reference jokes.
The hell you were.
All right, seriously. Yeah, that would have lasted about 5 more minutes.
I haven't said anything yet. You guys are the ones talking about herpes.
Well, if you aren't going to go there, we have to go there.
Somebody
we're
going
to lose our fan base.
Really,
somebody has to go there. We're going to lose our fan base.
Well, stop saying I have herpes.
All right, so anyway.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Nope. Ninja. Really? What?
Stop implying that I have sexual diseases.
Oh, she didn't imply it. She came right out and said it.
Really? There is no implication.
No, I don't.
I said... I kind of implied it because I asked if you got herpes after handling the money.
No, that's true.
She didn't say Panda has herpes. She
could totally say Pandalicious has gonorrhea. Now, see, that is just an outright, you know, declaration of the STD, you know, habit.
Disclaimer, I did not have herpes.
Yeah. I didn't say you had herpes.
She said you had gonorrhea.
Or gout. Or high blood. I don't have those things.
Did you just say I don't have high blood pressure?
Yeah, she would have liked sexually
you guys are going to give it to me at this rate.
To like, my cholesterol is good too, bitch.
Yeah, and so is my credit.
Alright, so anyway, the last bit of business that I have is we do not have a candy bitch this week. I'm getting kind of tired of not having candy bitches. So I'm trying to think of something else that we can do to give this shit away. I may start allowing people who have previously won candy to win candy again so we can start, you know, the ball rolling because I have way too many M&Ms sitting here that if they stay here much longer, I'll have to eat them myself and get fat and disgusting and
yeah,
I don't want to do that.
And we've covered this, people. If you leave chocolate alone, it'll turn white.
Yeah, and we don't want to have that happen. I don't like white chocolate.
I love white chocolate. I don't like... I'm not a huge fan of the dark, dark chocolate.
Oh, I
like the
milk
chocolate and the white chocolate.
I don't like dark, dark chocolate either.
Oh, I love dark chocolate.
Because it's the color of me.
I like to let it roll around in my mouth.
Ew.
And yet somebody made a slurpy type noise. All right,
that
so anyway.
Was not me.
in any event.
It was me. I don't know what you're talking about.
On the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi, and it will bounce you to our website. We have a lot of things up on the website right now. So comment. You could win candy or a t-shirt. Skype casts are about to start soon. I'm hoping next month. Don't hold my feet to the fire on that, but we'd love to get some interaction. I said we'd love to get some interaction. Yeah. Okay, so now that I've gone to my happy place, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now looks like a, well, oddly enough, it looks like a plastic cup in the shape of an Eiffel towel. Wait, no. Eiffel Tower? Yeah, I should...
Wow!
I should totally not be sucking on a halls when I'm trying to speak.
No.
It doesn't work very well. So let's try that again. It's a cup in the shape of the Eiffel Tower that seems to have had a margarita by the yard in it.
Oh.
And I'm going to take that and pass it to Pandalicious.
Chug,
deja
chug,
vu?
Chug, chug.
Deja vu?
It didn't have a whole yard of frozen.
I'm pretty sure, guys, isn't the saying what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah, except I'm going to tell all her shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless you're with Ninja at the time.
That's right.
Exactly. That's right, because I got stuff on her too.
Yeah, I got
her stuff's
on me
worse
too.
Than mine.
Bullshit.
Yes, it is.
I got pictures of your shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, she's got hard evidence. There's not much that's worse than that.
No, but, you know, there's stuff that even outsiders don't know about.
Oh, you know what? You can
although hearsay and rumor are pretty dangerous, too.
Yeah. You know what, Pandalicious?
Especially the two that
Pandalicious, you better just get about your business, because otherwise, if you think my saying Pandalicious has syphilis is bad, you don't want to know what else can come out of my mouth. I can Photoshop things.
I can too. I'll volunteer my services for that one, just because it's funny.
Thank you. Magic, you're supposed to be my friend.
Oh no! I'll totally play both sides of the fence.
She'll be
anything
like
either
Swiss.
Of you wants photoshopped.
She'll be neutral.
She's neutral. Anyway,
yeah, I'll shiv you both equally.
What I have for the chopping block today is an anime that I've been watching on Funimation really late night. At first I found it extremely odd, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but, you know, I would watch it during the day very sporadically, and I came to realize that it's actually kind of funny, and it's actually kind of catchy. Not to mention, I really liked the opening song. It's very bouncy, and it really makes you want to go to some tropical jungle island thing. And the anime is called...
Run by Disney, because there's, like, intercoms everywhere and stuff.
Well, yeah, but the anime is called Hari and Goo, and it was originally a manga... And the original title...
Wait, Hari and what?
Hari and Goo. You know,
Like goo? There's goo on
like
the
that
goo?
Sound
like
effect goo? That little girl said, the, like, 10 podcasts back. Ooh, goo!
Oh, my God. From canon. Anyway.
Yes.
So it kind of sounds like that. And the original title in English translated to "The jungle was nice, was always nice, and then came goo."
Okay.
So you can already
That's
get an
funny.
Idea. So you can already get an idea of what's going on.
Is it kind of like Mike, Lou, and Og on the island?
Oh God!
Actually, oh my God, I remember that. I liked that show.
Oh wow, that show.
But anyway, the main character is this 10-year-old boy, and his name's Hari. And apparently Hari is a slang word for fair weather. So, you know, there's kind of a weather theme going on. So fair weather until goo. And goo is really slimy and messy, so obviously the weather gets really bad.
And goo is like, ew, like goo.
You get the ideas. It's nice, and then you step in goo, and then,
And then you can dog shit off your sneakers forever.
But she's not, well, it's not like, yeah.
Or, like, when it rains and all the earthworms come out and you have to
dodge
scrape
the worms.
Earthworm pulp
Duck.
Off your boots.
Ugh, pulp, that's a good word. But, yeah, so you get the idea. Everything's really good and then not so good.
Okay.
You know, and Hari's, you know, he's a very nice boy. He's got blue hair, big blue eyes, you know, very energetic voice, you know, and you know, he's pretty, you know, he's kind of have to take care of his mom. His mom's Weta, you know, and she's kind of slutty, wears very provocative clothes, and doesn't really know how to, you know, take care of herself. She's extremely lazy. So, you know, she makes
Kari like
do all the... So she has, you know what?
I just had this vision of Panda with a kid who took care of her. And my brain stopped.
You know what? I'm going to be a great mother someday. Anyway.
Someday. After
any
the lobotomy and the therapy.
I am not pregnant! Stop it! Anyway. But you know, and
are you doing the podcast for two now?
You know what? You know what? You guys are being very, very mean today. And I don't understand why. I don't know.
You brought WoW on vacation.
I'm not mad about that. I'm just being mean for no reason at all.
She's just being mean to be mean. But anyway.
You brought WoW to Las Vegas. You had a week in Las Vegas.
Cleaning. He does all the cooking, you know. And, you know, from the beginning, he wasn't nearly as resentful of it. Until one day, because I saw the first episode, which was called Beginning, which, you know, and the titles don't make a lot of sense. You know, and
the whole series doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Since when do titles make sense in
anime? Some of them do. Like, sometimes it's like, and the rain came, and then it's something really depressing, and then there's rain. So sometimes they make sense.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's like, an amazing new adventure! Somebody does something stupid.
Yeah, or there's the ones that aren't particularly descriptive at all, and it's just number 5.
Yeah,
episode
like,
number 5.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, what happens at episode number 5?
In the first episode, beginning, you know, obviously you're getting introduced to Hare, you know, and the jungle life. You know, and he goes to school, and everyone in his, you know, the school that he goes to, they're all different ages. Because, you know, when you're in the jungle, you know, you don't have any real uniform schooling. You know, there's a really lazy teacher who likes to fall asleep during school. So, you know, they don't learn too much, and half the time they're always napping. You know, so they're always trying to, like, put up traps to keep them awake long enough to teach something. At one point, I think they put,
Wait, the students are trying to get the teacher to teach? That's impressive.
Yeah,
because he always falls asleep, or he's always like, well, we should take a nap, or take a bath, or something.
What
you know,
is it with everybody bathing all the time?
Well, it's nice. It's good to be clean. Hygiene is important.
Yeah,
Maybe it's the hot springs.
But damn.
I love the hot springs episode in this series, actually. It was really funny. But anyway, so when you're getting introduced to everybody, all of a sudden, you know, Goo kind of comes out of nowhere. You know, at this, you know, these big beady black eyes, and she looks very depressed, and she speaks really low.
And she's got a mushroom cut.
Yeah, and she's got two faces. Cut. She's got that face. You know,
oh god, the other face! I forgot about the other face.
And you know, and the big beady eyes, and the you know, the depressed look, you know, and the deep voice thing is the face that she shows pretty much everybody at Hare.
Uh-huh.
But then she, you know, when there are certain people where she's being social. She totally gets the cute, big-eyed anime
she
face.
She turns
and
into, like, a shoujo character.
She does. You know, and at one point, Hari's like, what's up with that? And she goes, that's my social face! You know, you know, and, like, he's like, oh, my God, stop that. And she goes back to her original face. He's like, I don't like this face much either. So, you know, so he's very, he gets very sarcastic, and he, you know, because she does all these unusual things, because she's very, very weird. Not to mention her stomach is another world.
Yeah.
What?
Constantly
eating. Wait, what?
Yes, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Her stomach is another world. Like, literally, there's a world
she eats something
her
and it goes to, it gets teleported to another world.
Okay, I was thinking that it was more like another world, the soap opera, but I'm showing my age there, so.
No.
Okay,
it's just
so she has
world.
An alternate
it's
universe
in her
stomach.
And she's constantly eating somebody, or I should say swallowing, because she ends up spitting them back out in their hole. Kind of like a snake. You know, they eat things whole, but, you know, granted, they don't come out the other end. But,
yeah.
You know,
but she eats his bird.
I know. That was so sad, because he's...
It was like, no!
She doesn't know a lot about the jungle, so, you know, what is like, we need to take care of her, because she doesn't have a mom and dad, so you need to teach her about the jungle. You know, and Hari at first is all like, yeah, I'll teach you about the jungle. So they're walking around, and he has this bird that, you know, he's been friends with forever. You know, and she's like, it's a bird? And he's like, yeah, it's my friend. I think he says, like, Petey or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it does this montage of him, like, running behind this bird. And all of a sudden, it lands on her hand, and she eats it. And he's like, no! Petey! How could she? You know, and... You know, and... At nights when he goes to sleep, she tends to eat him or swallows him, and he goes into her alternate world, and, like, there are these two people that she's already eaten, and we don't know when she ate them.
You know, and she's just kind of hanging out.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow this, and my brain just is not allowing it.
Well, yeah, even if you're watching it, your brain really won't allow you to understand it.
It's completely random. But it's a funny random. It's not...
Oh my god, the cat with like a million legs?
A thousand legs. I think it has like 1,000 legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Or the fruit that looks like an animal when you go to eat it. You're like, and you have to like suck through its eyes and its mouth to eat it. That was weird. But anyway.
Or the, like, every 5 minutes how you, it's like something's like looming up behind them and it's just that little thing.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, so pretty much originally the way that the manga is geared, it's geared towards more of Hare's mother, Weta, you know, because, you know, she used to live in this big mansion. She used to live this life of, like, wealth, and she left it because her father was like, you did something so, you know, horrible. I have to kick you out. Or rather, you know, I've lost
respect. She didn't bathe him?
Well, I haven't gotten that far in the series, so I don't know if they've done a recap video where they show what she's done.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw the episode after that where Hare accidentally meets his grandmother, who, you know, looks exactly like Weta, only, you know, older, and is all like, I had a daughter once. I should have stuck up for her when my husband said she did something horrible. You actually look a lot like my daughter did when she was young. And then he, you know, he's very, you know, and he's very alert. So he's like, oh, my God, my mom is your daughter, which makes you my grandma. But, you know, he doesn't tell her because, you know, who's going to believe that?
Right.
You know, and pretty much, you know, there are all these different sub-stories that are going on in the anime. You know, and there's a doctor who works at the school, Dr. Clive, and he's like a womanizer. And a lot of people tend to think that Hare's got an Oedipus complex when it comes to his mother, because a lot of the males in this anime are trying to get her or fantasize about her.
And he's always protecting her.
Yeah, and there's one episode where, you know, all the men who have interest in her are like, we should have a competition who gets to have her for a year, and Hare's like, what? You know, and he enters the competition to make sure none of them get her, you know, and she's very bubbly. Wendy Lee does her voice, and I like her. If you know Yui from Shigeyui, she does her. She also does Haruhi Suzumiya in the new dub that they just out. She's been around for a while, not that she's old, but, you know, she's a prominent voice in the voice actors world, and I think she did a really good job of being very bubbly, you know, and I think she played a very lazy, you know, this character very well, considering that she's pretty lazy, doesn't know how to cook, and is very provocative and doesn't mean to be, or at least isn't really aware that she's being that provocative.
She's like, oh, geez. Jennifer Gardner in 13 going on 30. I got it out.
Oh, God.
Except she's not like,
so she's like, got
tonight.
The body, but not the mentality to go on with it.
Yeah, exactly. Except for the episode where Goo starts, like, because at one point, Hari's like, I wish my mother was more like a mother and dressed conservatively and knew how to take care of me. And, like, Goo was like, oh, really? And then she chants all these random, like, words, like, that make no sense and, like, together. And all of a sudden, her mom's like, oh my god, what am I wearing? And, like, puts on a sweater and, like, a long shirt. And she's like, Hare, I'm gonna make dinner. And actually makes dinner well. You know, and he's like, Mom's being a mom. It's like, well, I wish Marie wasn't always around me all the time and didn't always run me around all over the place. You know, and, like, and Goo changes everybody's personalities around the way that Hare wants them, or so he thinks. You know, because he wants everyone to be the opposite of however they are. And the day that this girl, Marie, who has red hair and, like, red eyes and is very nice and cute, and I think caught a little bit of a crush on her, and she's kind of got a crush on him, and she kind of makes it apparent in one episode where, you know, he's planning to move away, And she's like, but I had plans for you. And you see in her mind, they're all grown up and, like, married, and she's, like, pregnant.
Okay, well,
10 years old, so she hasn't even hit puberty yet, and she's having these kind of, you know, ideas. And, you know, and in this one particular episode, she's, like, dragging him around to all these places, and she's, like, overly excited, or at least she seems to be. So when Goose switches her personality, that day she was actually really sad, and she was trying to hide it. So to be opposite of her being really depressed, she was 10 times hyper than normal. So you can only imagine what she did to Hare. You know, all Hare wants is a break, and he can't seem to get it. You know, the tribal elder has this big patch of man fur on his chest.
Man fur.
And like, he's got this big white fro, and his, like, man chest is, like, black. Oh, and, like, he's like, Hare, okay. Do you need a hug? And he always, like, rubs his face into the man fur.
Ew.
Yeah, it's funny. And then there's Rebecca, and I kind of like Rebecca. She's slightly flighty, but I like her. And she's
wow,
like,
I wonder why.
And she's got red hair, and he was going, Hare was looking for myths one day, and the tribal asked, like, well, there was this story about how this woman got sacrificed by, I can't remember what the name of the animals are, but they kind of look like really messed up bunnies.
Yeah, those were the things I was talking about, that, like, something will loom up behind a character, and they'll turn around, and it'll just be one of those little bunny things.
Like, and apparently they, like, kidnap...
They do seem kind of sinister, though.
Yeah, well, because of the way that their faces are drawn. Like, if you've ever seen Excel Saga, the Poochu...
Yeah.
Like, they're really cute when you look at them, but when you beat them up, their face gets really, like, ugly. And they're like, oh! Like, it's really funny. If you haven't seen it, then you don't know what I'm talking about. If you have seen Excel Saga, then Poochoo! And you know. And, but yeah, they abduct her. And he's like, well, that's not really a myth if they actually do that. And she's always around them, so it kind of makes some sense.
Okay.
You know, and it's really funny. It's really upbeat. You know, Goo's really funny at the fact that, you know, she's odd. So odd. She's just so odd. There's no
odd is the world's biggest understatement.
I know. Like, she can breathe underwater. She supports there's a time-traveling episode. She eats people. She can turn into a hydro battle monster.
An alternate universe.
In her stomach.
In her stomach.
You know, and she's got a great... She can break down Hare like that. You know, it's just, and that's more of a talent more than an ability. But, you know, it's, they play off that all the time. Because no matter what she does, Hare's not happy with it. Ever. Ever. But, I mean, it's, I liked it. It's really funny. And, you know, you could probably jump into a random episode and still get as much enjoyment out of it instead of watching the whole series altogether. I think I will have to eventually own this, though, because I would like, if there's any type of, you know, logical sense to the story, I would like to know what it is, since I don't yet. But I would give,
there probably isn't.
There probably isn't, but I'm not sure. But if there is, I will find out. But I'd have to give the series maybe a 3.5 out of 5, only because I haven't seen the ending. The ending song's okay, but it's not like, you know, oh my god, I love it. You know, for me, for it to be really 5 stars, I have to like the opening song and the ending song.
Wait,
know.
So you took away, what, 1.5 stars?
From that, and
you
the fact
didn't
that I haven't
like
seen
the ending?
The ending song, and I haven't seen the whole thing.
Wow.
There are 26 episodes altogether. There are 10 manga. Let me see. There are 2 OVAs that came out, Hare and Goo Deluxe, where they introduce... Aime, which is his little brother, so apparently Weta gets knocked up. And the other one is called Hare and Goo Final, which apparently, you know, there's an end. I haven't seen them. I don't know. I hope they're good. They're probably going to follow the same kind of basic, you know, wild, crazy structure as the anime did. And I hope so, because if they do, I will own them shortly, too.
As soon as you get a job.
Anyway, so, with the mic of 1,000 truths that I have not soiled in any way, shape, or form...
Pandelicious does not have gonorrhea.
That's right.
She has syphilis.
No, I don't! I'm putting the mic of 1,000 truths in a plastic bubble.
That says biohazard.
No, it doesn't. And I'm giving it to Magic Mystic Girl. And what are you going to do with it?
Lovely.
I can't believe you, Ninja.
Well,
I would never say that about you.
First, I'm going to totally and completely sanitize it.
God, I am not a dirty
You're
whore.
The one that put it in a bubble. You're the one, if I get something in a bubble that says, like, biohazard on it...
It doesn't say biohazard on it!
It's in a plastic bubble. It's sealed in a plastic bubble.
Because I didn't
so
want
I'm gonna
you
clean
to
it.
Freak out that I touched it.
I wasn't going to.
Until you put
I
it in a bubble.
I have plastic gloves on, remember?
Ugh!
So I'm gonna sanitize it. And then I'm gonna turn it into the key of Twilight.
Ooh.
Don't ask what it looks like, because I have no idea.
I don't think anyone knows what it looks like.
I'm pretty sure it's that bracelet thing that Kite uses, but I don't know.
Maybe. That was in Dot Hack Sign.
Yeah, no, Kite wasn't in Dot Hack Sign.
No, but the key of the Twilight was.
The key of the Twilight's like the one thing that happens on all the Dot Hack series.
Yeah, Tsubasa was looking for it, and he had this giant ball monster that the
bird I forgot about the ball monster. But we're not talking about Dot Hack Sign.
It sounded like a whale. I loved how it sounded like a whale.
But we're not talking about Dot Hack Sign. We're talking about Dot Hack Roots. Because I finally got my hands on it.
There's more Dot Hack?
Oh, yeah.
There's like 15 Dot Hack series. You don't remember that post where I actually
I'm like, and they added more?
I think Dot Hack Roots was on that list.
Was it?
But I finally got my hands on it.
Oh, it's so damn big, I don't remember.
I had the opening song you saw from Dot Hack Sign.
That's the weird thing about Dot Hack Roots. The opening and closing songs, I don't know if it's just because it's the same kind of... All the music is, like, background music from, like, the game. That was air quotes, the game.
Oh, world. Wow.
Because you know how... You know, you play WoW, so you know what I mean. Like, the background music. And then the opening and closing songs are just, like, more of that. So I can't really tell. It's like elevator music. You can't identify one piece of elevator music from another piece. So it all just kind of sounds the same.
Dot Hack Sign's openings by Seesaw, and it was called Obsession.
That's right.
Because I like the song so much.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, so Dot Hack Roots is the prequel to... Well, it's the sequel to Dot Hack Sign and all the other games. All right, well, at the end, you know the first four games?
Yeah.
Or were there three? There were three or four. I don't remember. Because I only played the first one.
Yeah, in the beginning there were three.
Yeah, well, after the first three, they destroy the world. The actual, the building that the world is run on, like the servers of the world is run on, the building burns down.
Oh.
So, they end up recreating the world to the world two. Oh, wow. You know, big change there.
The new and improved world?
The new and improved world. Okay. Actually, it's almost like it's worse.
It was really fucked up, but now it's even worse.
Yeah, it is. Because now you can PK. Player kill. So, alright, the story is about Dot Hack GU and Dot Hack Roots are both about Haseo, who is a black multi-weapon, or adept rogue. I read the description for the anime, and it was like, yeah, it's about Haseo and his time with the Twilight Brigade. But, like, halfway through... Oban was captured, Shino was PK'd by Tri-Edge, and her real-life body was put into a coma. Saki Saka quit. two of the former members also quit. That's the weird thing about this series, is that, the characters can quit, and then come back later... With a totally new body, and totally new name, and totally new... Well, if they're a good role player, totally new personality.
A new character.
It's bizarre.
It's like, yeah, I'm so-and-so, I just quit being that character, and now I'm...
Yeah! It's really weird to see in an anime people doing that.
Much like in real life, our, you know, massive multiplayer online games?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. That you brought to Las Vegas... opted not to go to the pool in order to check the conversation on WoW.
Get over it. Drop it.
Maybe I chose the wrong topic. If I talked to her about something that wasn't an MMORPG, maybe she'd.
No, she'd still say it.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I can't talk.
That's okay. She talks enough.
So, anyway, Haseo logs into the world. Haseo logs into the world, and the first thing that happens is he's PK.
Nice.
And then this guy Oban shows up. Ganked. And what?
Never ganked. That's what they call it.
Yes, he was ganked.
Yeah.
He was pwned.
Let me pwned. Guess. Yeah, pwned, I know, but let me guess. Ganked, is that a WoW term?
It's a any. It's an any.
It's just a general video game.
Yeah.
And when did you start using ganked? Was it after WoW?
Actually, I saw it in Dofus first, and then I noticed it more in WoW after.
The interesting thing is ganked was also a live journal term. Yeah. And it means you like stole something from somebody else.
Like, yeah. Oh my god, you ganked.
So in video games
live
it means you killed somebody or pwned them or whatever. And in like live journals and blogs, it means you stole something from somebody.
Well,
else.
And I mean it was slang for stealing. Yeah. Long before the web existed.
Yeah.
Because I gank code all the time. Whereas my sister's just a skank. See, skank and gank, they sound alike.
You know what?
Different.
You need to let that go. I'm not even going to fight with you today. I'm at peace with myself today, Will. Do you like it or not?
I know. That's
but the anime gives you...
Las Vegas, so you didn't have to like go without logging in for a whole week.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's kind of sad. You couldn't think of enough things to do in Las Vegas.
Oh, we had plenty,
WoW.
But she brought WoW anyway. After she swore she wasn't going to bring the hard drive. But, you know, whatever.
You broke a promise to bring WoW to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah. Snuck it past Mom and everything.
Anyways. I've played the game. I played maybe 20, 25 hours of the game.
Nice.
And then this is the prequel, so... It gives you actually a lot of information that you don't have in the game. So I kind of feel that it's almost spoilerific a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe not. Because I don't know. Maybe you're supposed to watch the prequel first and then play the game. Because it's like...
Well, Star Wars didn't do that.
Star Wars didn't do what?
Didn't do the prequel and then the...
That's true.
It was 4, 5, and 6. And then it was like 1, 2, 3. And then you're like, oh, that was lame. Can I get my money back, George Lucas?
Yeah. 3 was okay.
No, it wasn't.
Right, it wasn't worth watching 1 and 2, though.
Oh. 3 stole my soul, and I want it back.
So it didn't steal your soul in a good way?
No. It, like, smacked me on the head. It was like, yoink!
It attacked you from behind and stole your soul?
Yep.
That's harsh.
Yep.
That sucked.
And that's why I'm a mean bitch now. It's all George Lucas's fault.
Speaking of being a mean bitch, in the game,
yes,
Haseo is like this, like, half-crazed, evil son of a bitch. Well, he's not evil. He's just very, very angry. He's an angry, angry young man. And the anime actually helps you figure out why he is that way. And another weird thing about watching this anime... is that I've played as Haseo. So you are Haseo in .hackGU. So watching the anime, I'm like, oh, so that's why I'm the way I am. And stuff. So I'm like watching the anime, I was like, yeah, that's me. And it was weird.
Okay.
So he shows up and he's PK'd and Ovan saves him. And Ovan is showing interest in him and wants him to join the Twilight Brigade. And just because Ovan's showing interest in him, what does Ovan tell him? Ovan tells him, like, you've got something special that nobody else has. So from the second he starts this game, everyone's all like, hey, did you hear about that kid Ovan showed interest in? And he must be really different or interesting or something. So everybody's got all these, like, schemes that he's a part of already, and he doesn't even know what's going on.
Okay.
And everybody expects things of him. So the Twilight Brigade members are all searching for the Key of the Twilight, which existed in the previous world, and I'm pretty sure it's what destroyed the previous world. But they don't know if it actually exists in the new one. So the whole Twilight Brigade thing is that they're looking for the Key of the Twilight.
Uh-huh.
And then Ovan disappears. He gets captured because he's got, what do they say, his player character... The information for his player character, there's so much of it that it's big enough that it could be, like, the information for, like, an area.
Okay.
So, this guild, the Tan, there are two people, Ender and Niobe, who are looking to see what he's got in his player character information that makes it so large. so that they capture him, and then they're trying to explore this. And then after he was captured, Triad shows up. He's from the game as well. And I'm not 100% sure what he is. I can't tell if he's a bug that's killing people, or if he's like an antibody that's trying to help heal the world. But he takes down Shino right in front of Haseo, and Haseo's totally crushing on her. And he was like being her strength with Ovan missing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then once she's PK'd, her character kind of dissolves in a way that it's not the way you're supposed to die in the world. When you die in the world, your body just kind of turns gray and you flop over. But, like, her data got, like, drained out of her.
Okay.
And then, since he had her real-life phone number, he called her. But she was in a coma in the real world. And he kind of snaps, kind of being a... He really, really, really snaps.
Right.
Because you know how in anime, how a character's pupils will get, like, really small if they're, like, surprised or crazy or something?
Uh-huh.
The whole, like, second half of the 36 episodes, his eyes don't go back to normal. He's just crazy the entire time. And it's really funny, because I couldn't help but compare him to Sasuke from Naruto. Because he started talking exactly the same, and he has this spiky hair sort of thing with the long bangs on the front, so he looked a little bit like Sasuke. Okay. But then after Shino disappears, his hair in the back, like, wilts, so it ends up looking exactly like Sasuke's hair, just white. And it was just, it's okay. Just hilarious, the similarities between the two of them. And he gets wicked, wicked angsty. And he starts PKing PKers, so he becomes the PKK that he is in the game.
Okay.
And he's hunting down everybody he can find to ask about Tri-Edge. And that's all I've seen, because I haven't seen the last four episodes.
But so that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. There's a lot of other information in there.
Rainbow Owl.
I remember when I was talking about the game. When I was talking about the game, you had no idea what I was talking about either.
No, so but I've seen some of the anime, so I was like, yeah.
I'll watch it. It's good. I can't tell you whether you should play the game first or watch the anime first. So, I don't know.
So do
because it's like information in the game spoils stuff from the anime, and then stuff in the anime spoils stuff in the game. So.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know you don't care.
Nope.
So, there's one Twilight Brigade member left in the last four episodes, Tabby. So the Ovan got captured. Shino, well, she's in a coma.
Yeah.
Sakisaka quit, and he actually went to another game. Something like Counter-Strike or something, I don't know. What did he call it? He called it, like, True Gun or something. Mm-hmm. So he's, he quit WoW to go play Counter-Strike.
Hey, Counter-Strike is badass.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
I suck at it, but it's badass.
Tabby is actually... In the last four episodes, I know something's going to happen to Tabby because she's not in the game that I can remember. So I'm like, every time she has a scene, I'm like, oh, is something going to happen? Is something going to happen? So it's really
funny. Don't you hate that feeling when you know, like, okay, this character doesn't exist?
Yeah, well, I knew Shino was gonna bite the dust at some point.
Well, I mean, like, if you...
And I still cried when she did.
Because, like, if you watch, Smallville on the CW, Chloe does not exist in the Smallville timeline as far as any comic book goes. So you're like, there is no person that knew Clark Kent's secret when he was in high school.
Yeah.
That bitch gotta
die. She's gonna bite it.
Yeah.
Well, Smallville's extra painful because you know that they're gonna become the, like, biggest enemies ever.
Yeah, well, that's already happened.
Yeah.
I mean
from, like, the very first season.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, why are you friends?
You know shit's gonna go down between the two of them.
He's gonna turn into a bastard.
And he's gonna turn black. Yeah. He was always black in the animated series.
Well, he wasn't black, but he was kind of, like, very tan. He kind of looked Latin. And you're like,
Latin works.
Elixo. Elixo es el diablo. Ay. That was really wrong. You stopped. Shut up.
That was awful. Yeah, that was really bad. Yeah, so sure. I'm gonna give it a 4, but you should somehow, I don't know what order, watch it in conjunction with playing the game. Because it'll help.
Do a half and half, please.
Yeah, half and half. That's what I did. So I played like 25 hours of the game, and now I watch the series, and then I'm going to go back to the game.
And then you can watch the last 4.
Yeah.
Where's Cherie?
The Cartoon Network?
Yes.
Only show the first 21 episodes, leaving the last 5 unaired because, well, supposedly, people think, because they didn't want to spoil the storyline and were waiting for .hack GU Volume 2 to be released. So, I don't know what I'm going to see, but apparently it spoils something.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very, very complicated. I mean, it gets that way. It's trying to describe all the X-Men continuities time.
No, you can't do that. You kind of gotta go, okay, which X-Men are we talking? Yeah. Uncanny? Not uncanny?
Ultimate? Extreme?
Extreme? Are we going old school and going back to X-Force? I mean, where...
X-Force, Exiles, Generation X.
Yeah, where... Pick a specific era of X-Men and we can start from there.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful because I read them all, and I'm, like, trying to switch between them, and it's like...
Why?
But Jean Grey is dead. No, she's not, but Hank is. It's like, but they're like, 10. No,
yeah,
they're, like, 30.
No, the line where it went off and Wolverine was banging Storm, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, some things they're, like, married. The relationships are all shuffled around. Some people are dead. Some people had kids. Some people, I don't even know.
Yeah, and then their kids in the future came back, and you're like, wait, what? Who?
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
Kid?
Rachel.
Wait, what?
Isn't she? Isn't Rachel, like, the kid of theirs from the future in an alternate dimension or something?
Yep. Wrap your mind around that. First, get you a Twinkie, though, because you're going to need brain food.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways, all right, so I'm going to give the Key of Twilight that looks like... Meh. To Ninja. What are you going to do with it?
I'm actually going to...
Don't activate it, because you'll break the internet.
All right. I won't touch the button. I'll just grab it from the other end. How's that?
That's good.
Okay, and I'm now going to turn the Key of Twilight into...
Something less dangerous.
How about a paddle? Like a Greek...
Like one of those yaoi paddles you see at anime conventions?
Yes! But this one's just going to say the word fuck on it.
That works too.
And the reason why the paddle says fuck is because there's a game that
It's the paddle of fuck.
It is the paddle of fuck. And this time we're actually going to paddle a game called Manhunt 2 because it's literally just been... fucked.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So if
Manhunt, that game where you made like a serial killer and you were around killing other people.
Oh, Panda, you are still here.
Yeah, she woke up. So yeah, that's basically it. You were kind of like it was made by Rockstar. You know how much we love Rockstar, makers of fine entertainment like Grand Theft Auto. Basically, you're a convicted murderer on death row. And then you get kidnapped by, what do you call it? This weirdo who's like a snuff film director. And
that's a really interesting way to start, because it's like, how many prospects do you really have sitting on death row? It's like, the game's probably like
I'm
5 minutes long. And then you get kidnapped.
And I'd like to watch you kill people to film it.
Yeah, and so basically you're just like, okay, I'm a maniacal killer, and I'm going to kill a bunch of other killers and try to make my way out of here. Yay! And basically the... more brutally you kill people, the better your score was. That
nice.
Was Manhunt. Okay, so Manhunt 2 was supposed to be more of the same, except with better graphics. So in this one, there were going to be 2 characters that you could play. The first one was going to be the guy from the first game, which I always get his name wrong. It's like Daniel something. It seems really simple, and then I always say it wrong. Daniel Lamb. And you're like, oh, he's as gentle as a lamb when he rips your fucking head off and shits down your throat.
Not he so does it nicely, shitty. Though.
Yeah. And then...
he only does that when he needs lots of points.
Yeah. The shit gets you bonus double. And then another character called Leo Casper. And I was looking at some of the screenshots from the game, and it actually looked pretty damn good. You know, I mean, I wouldn't put it on anything more brutal than God of War 2 or God of War 1 even. I mean, because you're stabbing people with syringes or, you know, like you rip an arm off and they're like, ah! And then they die and they're like, okay, moving on to the next person. But, yeah, so Manhunt 2, getting ready to drop. Like, Take-Two Interactive needed any more, you know, shit dumped in their lap. And then the ESRB jumps in, and they're like, guess what? We heard that the rating board, which is the British Board of Film Classifications, which rates video games over there in Europe, pretty much banned the sale of the game over there. They refused to rate it, which prevents any stores from stocking it. And then the ESRB said, oh, you did you? Well, let us take a look at this game. And then they went, yeah, you know what? We're going to slap it with an AO rating. And for those of you not a familiar...
older adult.
Adult.
That would be OA.
That would be OA. Oh. No, AO...
And then people, only seniors over 65 could play it.
Yeah. Oh. This means adult only. So the AO rating is basically the equivalent of giving something an NC-17 rating, as far as movies go. And the mature rating is the equivalent of an R rating. Well, it's basically the kiss of death over here. Because any game that's slapped with an AO rating, first of all, isn't going to get carried by Walmart. Isn't going to get carried by Target. It's not going to get carried by any big box stores. It's not going to get carried by any small box stores. So your GameStops aren't going to have it. Which means most likely places like Gamefly and Blockbuster aren't going to stock it. So... you're not going to sell any except for through a website. And let's face it, most gamers don't buy their games online. They go to, you know, a gamer
Best
heaven.
Buy.
Yeah, exactly. Not going to have it. Because it gets worse. Sony and Nintendo issued a statement where they said they're not going to allow any AO titles on their platforms.
Are you kidding me?
Period.
I'm not gonna allow...
But what about, like, the games where you get to fuck people?
Well... I'm gonna read you the statement again. Nintendo and Sony have both issued statements to the press indicating they will not permit AO games on their platforms. So, no, you're not gonna be able... So, you're pretty much gonna have to...
What the hell's up with that? That's... That shouldn't be their decision.
No as a vibrator, people. No.
I want it as a vibrator.
The hell you don't. But the thing is, it is their decision.
No, it is, but it shouldn't be. The games you play on your system should be your decision.
Your business.
Yep, but the games that they allow on their system is their business, because...
where the hell are we supposed to get dirty games from?
The internet is for porn. Mm-hmm. The internet is for porn. Grab your dick and double click for porn.
Porn.
Yeah. That's pretty much...
I'm glad you guys did that.
Yeah, not a problem. Pretty much, that's why I said I turned the mic of 1,000 truths in a paddle that says fuck. Because, evidently...
those systems won't be doing that. Or won't allow you to do.
Yeah, they're not going to. It doesn't surprise me with Nintendo, because Nintendo has been very proprietary about all of their stuff forever. They've controlled the licensing agreements. You don't make a game for a Nintendo system without Nintendo giving you the seal of approval. You can't get a dev kit any place else than from Nintendo. It just ain't gonna happen. You want to make an AO game? Not on the Wii. Not on a GameCube.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Not gonna happen.
PlayStation 3 actually just got minorly interesting to me now.
Yep. Not gonna happen. Not gonna be on the PS2. Not gonna be on the PS3. What should be interesting to you is the Xbox 360, because Microsoft hasn't said anything yet.
Bill Gates is the big...
Well, 360, I decided months and months and months ago that 360 was going to be the next thing I get.
Yeah.
And like, I need to buy another system.
I was thinking once I get a job, maybe I'd get another one, but I don't have any more TVs.
I am so behind the technological wave, it's not even funny.
Well, you know, I mean, that's going to happen, too. But it gets even better because, you know, Jack Thompson. It's been a while since
I've talked. Oh, you love Jack Thompson.
It's been a while since I've talked about Jackie Boy. You know, my man.
What did he do now?
My main squeeze. Well, you know, as far as Jack goes, I mean, he's going to get, you know, his 2 cents in for everything, right?
Did he put his dick in the soup again?
I told him not to do it, but...
Damn it! He put us the soup! Or I had the soup.
Waiter, Jack Thompson's dick is in my soup.
Whose dick is this? Oh, it's Jack Thompson.
It's Jack Thompson. See, it's tiny. That's how you know it's Jack. Alright, so it's Jack Thompson. Basically, after the announcement, Jack Thompson was like, I'm gonna sue, you know me, fuck Take-Two, blah, blah, blah. It's just more of this bullshit. They're taking Grand Theft to another level, and I'm gonna ban this game, blah, blah, blah. Take-Two is like, oh no, we're going to counter-sue you, you dumb son of a bitch, stop it. And then he's like, oh yeah, well, I'm going to counter-sue your countersuit. And, you know, they were making, like, if you've ever made a house out of a deck of cards, they were doing that, but with lawsuits. Basically, Jack decided, you know what, I'm going to drop the suit, and I'm not going to threaten to sue you anymore, because it looked like he was actually going to lose the suit to Take-Two.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll tell you what, if you drop your suits, I'll drop my suits.
So if you get naked, I'll get naked too?
Yeah. But at the same time, and this is where it gets awesome, he wrote a letter to the CEO of, what's that place? Fast food, Wendy's. Wendy's, the other place, Frosty place. I love Frosties. All right. And wrote a letter to the CEO there, Kerry Anderson, and he demanded that Wendy's drop a promotion that they were getting ready to do to feature children's toys designed after, Wii games, some Wii Sports, Mario, and Excite Truck, because Manhunt 2 was scheduled to be released on the Wii. So not because they were going to make Manhunt 2 toys, but because Manhunt 2 was going to be on the same platform as Mario, Wendy's should not make Mario toys for children. Because, and this is a quote.
That's like video game racism.
Okay, it gets better. Here's an actual quote from his letter. He's like, Dave Thomas never would have tolerated the use of Wendy's good name to promote Nintendo Wii. Not with this game available on the platform. You cannot speak for a dead man! Dave Thomas would do whatever it takes to sell a fucking burger.
But I thought Nintendo and Sony weren't going to put it on their platform.
But see, they just announced this after the AO rating.
Alright, and that was...
Because see, the game just got the AO rating, I think, 2 days ago. And then yesterday... Nintendo and Sony were like, yeah, we're not gonna let that happen, because the press got a hold of it and like, holy shit, it's a game that has an AO rating, and not because there's cock in it, but because it's just violent.
Well, that's because they're worried that little kids will play it.
Little kids can't buy mature games anyway.
The older college brother who doesn't have a job, who's home for the summer, could buy it.
Okay. And if you're in college, you shouldn't be a dumbass to go, oh, you know what? Ripping this guy's arm off in this game is cool. Let me try to do it for real on a person.
Yeah.
If you make it to college...
Those guys who have backyard wrestling.
Okay. Backyard wrestling is not the same as becoming a psychopath and ripping someone's arm off.
No.
You can fight somebody and break their arm. That can happen on purpose or on accident. But it's not the same as going, let me inject you with, like, alcohol just to watch you writhe in pain and die. Two different people we're talking about here.
Okay.
And those people are going to go to violent video games because they're violent to begin with. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk about nature nurture, but that's another podcast. Totally.
Nature nurture is a very interesting argument.
It is. It is. And it plays a big part in the video game things. Yeah, I completely agree. 5-year-olds and 13-year-olds have no business playing Manhunt, Manhunt 2, or God of War. But a 5-year-old can't buy it anyway.
Pretty sure it'd be scary if a 5-year-old walked into a store and bought anything.
I know, they'd scream and cry.
Okay, if a 5-year-old...
I know, maybe in the street, the brand new Elmo that they released, that, like, laughs and falls down the ground, it makes him cry.
Okay.
Elmo.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, God, Tickle Me Elmo. You remember when people were, like, trampled to death looking for Tickle Me Elmos?
Yeah, our dad nearly got trampled to get Ninja One.
Yeah, and then I had to surrender it to our little cousin because our aunt couldn't get her one for Christmas. Yeah. So I had to wait until almost my birthday before I got my Elmo
back. And then
back.
They felt bad that I didn't want one, so they went and got me a Sleep and Snore Ernie.
Yeah.
Sleep and Snore
Ernie. That was funny watching your face with that thing. You're like, Ernie! And then he's like, ooh,
I'm so sleepy.
You just lay down all the time.
I would play with a toy that falls asleep on you.
Yeah, she had this look on her face like, what the fuck is this?
Are you saying I'm boring? Is that you stupid toy?
Like, fuck you, Ernie. Fuck you, Amber. I know you're gay.
I drew tattoos on his belly.
And your
bulb. Yes, she did. That's funny. But yeah, so I'm just like, here we go again.
Sleep.
I have no problem with the game getting an AO rating if it deserves it. Okay, if there's excessive use of cock tits and or pussy... Yeah,
and
that should totally...
Don't forget ass.
Well, ass isn't really a
and
big
ears.
Deal.
And ears.
Ass isn't a big deal.
Yeah, ass isn't a big deal.
If there's a couple of dicks going in there, you...
Well, now we're talking cock again.
That
but it's got to... Yeah.
Again, if we're talking and we're dealing with cock, yeah, you should have an AO rating. If you're just going to flash some ass, that's no big whoop. They do it, you know, they did it on NYPD, Blue... They freaking show ass in cartoons. I mean, ass is not a big
deal. Michael Myers movies, he asked to show his butt at least once.
Yeah, at least once. Yeah. Now make sure that you talk about... Yeah, make sure that you preface that by saying Mike Myers.
Mike
Myers. From, like, Saturday Night Live.
Halloween.
Yeah, Michael Myers, not so much showing you his ass.
Oops, wrong Mike.
Wrong Mike.
Damn it, Halloween.
Yeah, Mike Myers, I'd like to have a
show ass
in.
All right, and then he'll gut you.
Yeah, he will gut you. And then you'll be like, oh, look, there's my ass. Over there. Thank you, Michael. Flatline. I have no problems with games getting AO ratings if they've earned them, but just being a violent video game... does not necessarily mean that it should be adult only. I don't think
that...
Yeah,
but what other ways can they kill people in it? I mean, even if you're pitching people off of buildings or you're, like, torturing them, then I can understand why people would be like, okay.
But even at that should be a mature rating. It shouldn't be an adult only. To me, adult only means, oh, guess what? There's going to be sex. Because violence happens every day. Violence happens and they report it on the news.
Yeah, but don't people usually get off during snuff videos? Like, it's an arousal thing.
Some people can, but that's not the theme of this game. The theme of this game happens after the first game. So you're basically the same character from the first game, but you got locked up in an asylum, and there's a lightning storm that knocks out the power, and the door's open. So now you're trying to get out to freedom, and the people that incarcerated you in the first place are trying to keep you in. So it's not even the snuff film bend. On this game. So I can even understand that.
He's trying to bust out of a loony pit.
Yeah, he's just busting out of the loony bin and stopping anybody that gets in his way of him getting out.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So if I, you know, use in a video game, a bottle of liquor and make a Molotov cocktail, which, you know, is I put a piece of cloth in there, light it on fire, and throw it so it blows up. And I... hit somebody with it and it blows their arm off. What's the difference between that and showing a bomb going off on the news that blows somebody
real
up?
Real people up.
Where's the difference? My 5-year-old can see that on the news and I can't stop them from seeing the news.
Not to mention 5-year-olds can watch the History Channel.
Okay, shit gets blown up on the History Channel all the time.
And watching that kind of stuff, you can't tell them that it's fake.
It's not
because
true.
It's not.
Okay,
it's
not. If... my kid watches the Hindenburg explode on the History Channel, sees people jumping out of it trying to survive. Would that be more traumatic? And my having to go, yes, that actually happened. People did die. As opposed to if he walks across me playing this video game, I can go, well, see, this is just a game. Mummy makes these people move around. They're not real.
Yeah, but then he could be like, but Mommy, doesn't that make you God? And then you got to go explain that concept.
Well, that's another conversation that I'll have with my kid, and that's another podcast. But I don't think this game deserved an AO rating, because literally all it's going to do is it's going to stop the game from coming out. Originally, Take-Two was like, okay, well, we're going to see about maybe getting a different rating, possibly, but the game's still going to come out. And as of today, they're like, yeah, you know what? We're kind of shelving it for a while. Which means it's not going to get released. And that sucks. Because that's... Let's see. They started development, I want to say, in 2004. Yeah. Yeah, they started the development for the game in 2004. So that's 3 years of development time. 3 years of work that a lot of people put in to do shit all. Nothing.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. So that's my 2 cents. Ninja Sister... pissed off about Manhunt getting fucked by the paddle.
Yeah, but would you play the second game, though? Did you play the first game?
Yeah, I did play the first game.
See, it scared me. I was like, nope. I was like, the face on the front of Manhunt, you know, the whole, like, kind of, you know, hockey mask. I was like, no, that's scary enough.
Oh, get past
you.
That. It wasn't a bad game. I mean, it was, you know, it was like playing God of War, except, you know, it was just brutal all the time.
Yeah,
and that's fine if that's what you enjoy. I like brawlers. Okay, I grew up playing games like Streets of Rage and Final Fury and, you know, all that stuff. So,
man, I grew up in, like, I Run the Dragon and Crash Bandicoot.
So
I grew up on all the games my mom didn't want me playing.
Yeah, I know. We played Mortal Kombat and shit like that. And
ooh, rip off his head! Rip off his head!
And I'd be like, okay, now watch. I'm going to punch him up, and he's going to fly up in the air, and then he's going to fall down and hit the spikes. It's going to go through his head. Be like, fatality.
I only played like, oh my. Houses.
You know, and then with all of that, I've never even come close to doing anything to get me arrested.
I know, me neither.
And so
nope.
The argument...
Well, actually, no, I've almost gotten arrested, but that wasn't my fault.
Of course it wasn't.
No,
I want to hear this story.
My fault. I was at a bar.
Oh, there we go. Great way to start the story. Kids, Pandalicious is a lush.
No, I'm not. I was at a bar.
Was it a Monday?
No.
Was
it
a Friday?
Friday.
Oh, even worse. Was it happy hour?
No. It was like, well, actually,
2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's even worse.
No, it was like 11. And,
you drink late at
already,
night. Did you get a cat?
I was
home?
Already
for sure.
Since when is 11 late at night?
In
lush land.
Shut up.
No,
well,
I go
actually,
to a bar.
I was. All right, I'll be
I go
honest.
To a bar
I
every
was,
Tuesday and I, like, show up at 11.
I was already drunk.
I told you she was a lush.
You were pre-gaming it. That's awful.
Yeah. I was already. Yeah. And I was there with someone who wasn't 21 yet.
Oh, and I was so you were illegal.
No, because it's a family bar, like you can buy food. You know,
or
and stuff.
Booze.
Or booze. You know, and I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to get myself a mudslide. So I bought myself a mudslide, and I'm drinking it, and then I had to go to the bathroom because, you know, nature calls, and you can't really put that call on hold. So I was like, okay, I'm going to the bathroom watching my drink. Well, this guy... and another one of our friends who wasn't 21 yet each took a sip of my mudslide while I was not there.
Oh,
the waitress
no.
came back, found me sitting there, and was like, I saw two people take a sip, and was like, I was in the bathroom. I had nothing to do with that. And she goes, can I see their IDs? I'm like, I don't think, you know, and this is me sober talking. I mean, I don't know if I said this exactly when I was drunk, but I was just like, I didn't see them do it. I didn't tell them to do it. And they're like, well, we're not 21 yet. So she's like,
God.
Well.
They actually said it?
Yeah.
It's bad.
So, you know, and the waitress was going to let it slide, but the manager overheard her about to, like, let it go. And the manager was like, you know, they're minors. I could have you arrested for that. Get out of my bar. Get, you know, and then one of her other friends was like, I'm so drunk. Get her out of here, too. We all had to leave. You know, and I was just like, to one of the girls who was with us, I'm like, well, since you fucked up, pay for my drink. And I walked out.
Oh, wow.
That's because Pandalicious was totally tober.
So that's why when we went, that's why we went to sake, you wouldn't let me have any of your plum wine.
That's right. Don't need to get arrested. Well, not that I get arrested now.
I'm totally legal now, so you have to take me drinking.
Okay, fine.
Just don't bring WoW with you.
Shh.
I'm just saying. That'll totally fuck up your experience.
You're bringing WoW to
I
a bar?
I have nothing. If you notice, every time she mentions it, I don't say anything.
Because it's true. You brought it to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you can't say anything about it, because it's true. Nope, and she has every right to be angry at you.
Yeah.
See?
Go ahead.
So,
which is why I'm not fighting it.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to say that this podcast is toast. Okay. But before we could go, I should give the shout-out one more time to Velocity Micro, because they're awesome. We love the support that they give us. They are makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. They are built by gamers for gamers. So if you need a bomb-ass system that will run Vista Ultimate, drop by VelocityMicro.com. Tell them that we sent you. And get yourself a kick-ass machine. Because you deserve it. You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, geeks like you. So with that said, Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to watch the last 4 episodes of Dot Hack Roots.
While you eat your toast?
Yeah, and then I'm going to start playing the video game again.
Nice.
I'm actually contemplating, I kind of want to start it from the beginning to see what else I'd notice now that I've watched the anime. But I haven't finished it the first time around, so I'm going to wait on that.
Well, if you finish it and you make any new observations, write about it. Let the people know. Let them hear your voice and your opinions.
I will spread the gospel truth.
Yay! Panda.
I'm actually going to give it to my dog because I have an extreme cheese and beef cheesy gordita downstairs with my name on it.
Nice. Yeah. And the gordita would give your dog gas.
I mean quesadilla, not gordita. I'm sorry. Quesadilla. It's new from Taco Bell. I like trying new things.
You know what I like? The new thing? I don't know if they still have it from Taco Bell. But they did a 7-layer dip Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, I loved that. That was good.
That thing was the shit.
And I'm not a big avocado fan, guacamole fan, or whatever it is that they put in it.
Yeah, guac is made from avocado, so well, same difference.
Either way.
But yeah, it was mad yummy. And then I was like, I love this. And my friend was like, and that's why it's not going to last long. And I was like, don't say that. And sure as shit, it didn't.
It was true. What about you, Ninja?
I'm actually going to take my toast, and I think that I'm going to put some butter on it. I'm going to then let it sit out and dry out a little bit. And I'm going to make
toast.
Yep, and then I'm going to make French toast bites with it.
Ooh.
French toast bites.
Yes, so that's
you shouldn't put butter on it then, and you shouldn't put butter on it and then let it sit, because the butter will just, congeal and be gross.
I know, but then when you dip it in the egg and you fry it, it'll have the buttery taste within the bread, so you won't have to put it on top of the bread.
That's possible, yeah.
She thinks outside of the box.
I do. I try to think, what other ways can I infuse my food with butter? And then I work on that. Because the key to life...
make a cannonball out of butter.
The key to life is butter. It's not plastics. It's butter. Don't believe me? Ask Oprah. She'll tell you. It's butter.
Butter is awesome. I love butter.
Butter is awesome. So with that, I'm going to say, hit us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com or use the short address, esh.mobi. It will get you to the long one. And we're out.
Bye.
Out.